Hallelujah. Because we're in Christ and you're as righteous as Christ is. Amen. The Bible teaches us the joy of the Lord's our strength. Hallelujah. And many people, they become weak Christians. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you, there's no time to be weak. The Bible says, let him that's weak say I'm strong. Ooh, speak the word, folks. Amen. I'm not weak, I'm strong. Hallelujah. I haven't got a little faith, I've got abundance of faith. Hallelujah. I haven't got just a little bit of faith. God gave me the measure of faith to start with, but I've been letting it grow. Hallelujah. The faith cometh by hearing, and hearing come by the vindicated word for the hour we're living in. Hallelujah. You can read scripture. You're reading about the tree of knowledge. And that's good as long as the tree of life is growing out of it. Hallelujah. Amen. The tree of life is where the life's there. Glory to God. And it's that spiritual word, and that's what Jesus brings back from paradise. You read in where the church age started, it said, he that overcometh. Overcometh in that age and that condition. So they can eat of the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Well, honey, let me tell you something. In Bible days, the book was open and they were in the midst of the paradise of God. Hebrews chapter 12, Paul said, you've come to New Jerusalem. You've come to a host, heavenly host of angels. You've come to where the Spirit of just men made perfect. You've come to Jesus Christ. You've come to an innumerable host of angels. That's where you're at. And he said, you're sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Woo! The book's open for us now. Hallelujah. That spiritual word that he brought back. See, when the church fell away, he took the understanding of the Spirit out of it and left the letter of the word. And we've had the letter of the word. They built schools. They built seminaries. And during the kingdom of heaven age, that God allowed that, just like he allowed in the Old Testament, them offering a lamb. He accepted righteousness. Amen. But now he takes the word, that the Spirit, he took off that word and sealed the book up. Now he brings it back and lay it right on the book. It's just like it was in the Garden of Eden. Let me say this so that you'll get a clear understanding of what I'm saying. In the Garden of Eden, when man fell away, and the guards were set there. That's what's in the book of Revelation, guards. When they fell away, he took Eden away. He drove men out of Eden. But did you know they didn't go not one step physically? Amen. It was in the Spirit. Because the river of Euphrates run right down beside of Baghdad today, where they're having all that war and trouble. Hallelujah, there's other rivers, Tigris River, and different ones. Amen, that was right there coming out of the garden there. So when he picked up the tree of life, he didn't take one grain of sand. He just took the Spirit of Eden and left the earth. When the church fell away, he didn't take the written word, not one written word with him. He just took the Spirit off the written word, and we've lived by the written word for 2,000 years. Now he brings the Spirit of the word back and put it upon the letter of the word. Hallelujah. And the tree of life has begun to grow out of this word. Hallelujah. There's open word for us today. The book's open, Brother Parr. Hallelujah. And the great authorizing voice of God said, go. Get the book. Woo! Hallelujah. Now watch this. Verse 9 here. He tells John about the little... Go take the little book. First, you got to get that feeling. Have you got that feeling tonight? Amen. I could dwell on that much. But if I do, we hadn't got another night here. We got to kind of close this out tonight. Amen. And leave it here. Verse 9 says... Here's what you've got to do. And you can't do it unless you can understand you've been told to do it. Amen. Verse 9 says, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. Can you say tonight, give me the little book? Give me this that the early church had. The book that's open. He didn't give you a closed book, but he gave you an open book. Hallelujah. First, you've got to hear the authorizing voice say, go take it. That gives you courage. That gives you faith. That let you know it's time. That let you know it's time to go get the book. And then it gives you courage and gives you faith, and you walk right up to the angel, which is all in the spiritual realm. You walk right up and say, "Give me the little book. Lord, I'm ready to walk by the Spirit. I'm ready to live by the Spirit. I'm ready to preach by the Spirit. I'm ready to be that righteousness that's in Christ Jesus. I'm ready." And you can't go to that angel, which is Christ in that form here and there, unless you're righteous. You can't, sin can't enter in there. If your soul is burdened down with sin, get rid of it now. Even while I speak. Say, "Lord, I've made mistakes and I've done this, but now I want the book." Amen. Hallelujah. God, hide me away in Christ where there is no sin. Praise God. Amen. You've got to die out to yourself. My life consists of one thing. I told the other night, "You take this away from me, shoot me." Amen. This gives my life purpose. This gives me a reason to live. This gives me a reason to be here. Amen. It put purpose in your life. And people that has no purpose in their life, they become a miserable, aiming group. Even church people with no purpose in life. Hallelujah. But we got purpose. We got power. We got the book. Hallelujah. We got Jesus Christ. And we got Him in the same way the early church had. We have heard the authorizing voice say, "Go take the book." And we go right up to Him and begin to talk. I think about down in the place where Paul went. Where was Paul? On the way to Damascus, wasn't he? And the great light struck him down. And God spoke to him and said, "Go to into the city called, go to Damascus, city called Straight, and it'll be told thee what to do." He got there, stood forth a fellow, his name was Ananias. He says, "Saul, the God that appeared to you on the way, He told you to come down and begin to tell Jesus Christ talking to the people and them talking back to people." But first Ananias says, "Lord, I've heard of that man. Said he done much damage to the saints. You sure this is what you want me to do?" He said, "Go." Peter on the housetop said, "Lord, you sure you want me to go to them Gentiles?" He said, "Go," but he said, doubting nothing. Hallelujah. That's what this is saying. Go take the little book. Can you go? Can you hear a voice? Can you hear the power of God? Can you hear the trumpet sounding? Hallelujah. Can you hear the word for this hour? Hallelujah. Amen. Then it gives you courage. First of all, you've got to do this. You've got to realize you're as righteous as He is. Because you can't get the book. You'll walk up, bashful, creep up, begging Him, no. Like Vanessa did on the baby that she gave the testimony. Don't beg, just thank Him. Hallelujah. Go up and take the book and say, "Thank you, Jesus." Hallelujah. We're not beggars. Amen. We're heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ. We're part of Him and He's made us part of the Word. And Paul looked at the congregation and said, "You're written epistles. You are the Word. You are the gospel I preach. You are the power of God." Hallelujah. Amen. And you have become the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Because He became sin for you, you become His righteousness. So John went up and he said, "Give me the little book." How many will say it tonight? Give me the little book. Hallelujah. Do you believe it's available for you? Hallelujah. Do you believe all seals are taken away? Amen. God has finished up age. Take great leaders home. Amen. But we can't, as much as we appreciate them, as much as we adore them, as much as we adore the work they've done, you're here. Christ is here. The Word is here. The Holy Ghost is here. The power of God's here. Faith is here. Amen. He calls on you. Hallelujah. To rise and be something for God in this very closing time. Hallelujah. Because we're at the end of the age. Amen. So you walk up and say, "Give me the little book." Now, I want to say this here. And I'm, Brother Francis helped me not to get too long here. Amen, because I don't want to hold the people too long here. But you've got to know it's available for you. If you don't know it's available for you, and what I want to say, and I'm not saying this in any critical way because we don't have to. We don't have to criticize anybody. I don't have to criticize the Baptist. I don't have to criticize the Methodist. I don't have to criticize the Pentecostals. And I don't have to criticize anybody. All I got to do is preach the gospel of love, and God will do the rest. Amen. Is that right? Praise God. Praise God. There have been those that come before, says the seal's not, the seventh seal's not open, the thunders hadn't uttered, and all these things. Well, that kills every speck of faith you could ever try to muster up to go get the book. Because first place, you think the book's not here. Second place, you think the thunders hadn't sounded. Well, they sounded, if you want to get technical about it. They sounded in 96 A.D. and were sealed up there. See, and the only thing God did in this day was send those same seven angels that was there and reveal them to the seven church age messengers, which pointed back and gave us a historical fact the way the church has come, so we'd know where we're standing in this hour. Amen? Praise God. So we got to know these things are behind us. And that now I see more clearly than ever why I said in this dream, I won't be coming back here anymore. Because I've come and respected the light every year. Every year I came and respected what God has done and came there, but there's no virtue there. Hallelujah. There's no virtue in history. There's no virtue in written word unless it's anointed with the Holy Ghost. The only thing the letter of the word can possibly do is kill. Amen. To lighten things up for you a bit, Sam, I'd like to give you a quiz question. It's real easy. This is just to kind of give us a break and let us smile here. Because who was the only man that broke all 10 commandments in one day? Amen. The only man that broke all 10 commandments in one day. You know who it was? You're right. Hey, I tell you what. I tell you. That's good. I like that. Moses. He broke all 10 commandments in one day. He threw them down and broke them. Amen. All right. Glory to God. Amen. You're good, Sam. You're good. Amen. Yes, well, I tell you, you've learned well. Amen. Now, let's go on with this. The little book, give me the little book, John said. Do you feel like, in your heart, that you can walk up to Jesus and say, give me that the early church had? Can you do it? Do you have faith to do it? You can if you know you're as pure as Jesus Christ. And I'm not talking about your carcass so much. And I'm not talking about the normal human errors we make as we go on our way. Amen. I'm talking about that inner soul that's sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise till the day of redemption. That person that's sealed there. We learn as we go every day. And we grow. But that inner you is sealed with the Holy Spirit till the day of redemption, and you're dead, and your life is hid with God in Christ, and you're as clean as Christ because He gave you His righteousness. Now, you're getting in shape, go take the book. Amen. Because the devil will try to throw everything he can at you. I was fasting one day many days. I think it was about 25 days this particular time. But I would be going real good, feeling good in the Lord, and all of a sudden the devil would bring back things maybe that I'd done or said or something in my past, you know, and it would just kill my faith. I would get so downhearted, down in my spirit, and I'd get so that I didn't feel like raising up my head. Amen. And I'm about ready to cross over. I had a dream there, and a set of keys was just dingling in front of me. I'd reach it, and it just about 2 inches further than I could reach. I couldn't get them. Amen. But in this dream there, I had died. I had died. And I wound up in hell. And the devil was there. He was laughing. He was jumping. It was like he was on a set of springs, a real small man. And just like on a jumping jack or something. He's just ha, 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 most hilarious laugh you ever heard. And it just makes your skin crawl. make you feel miserable, make you feel like, can I die? Let me get out. Let me die. Let me do something. Let me go out of existence, Lord. And he laughed and he says, he named three particular things over. You did this while you were on earth. You did this. You did this. Ha, 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 ha. And now I got you. Well, those were some of the things that would come to my mind bother me. And all of a sudden, it was up like on the stage. I heard a door open. If I was looking back this way, it would be like a door open to the left here. And all of a sudden, I heard a click. And all of a sudden, Satan there, as he was jumping, laughing, accusing, and just making me feel so that I wanted to die if I could, but I couldn't. And I looked around. Here come the Lord Jesus Christ. He walked up to my side. He didn't speak one word to me. I know it's Satan. He quit doing it. He began to crumble, began to melt down like that. And he said, yes, Satan. On earth he did this. On earth he did this. And on earth he did this. Went over the same three things that Satan has accused me of. He says, I died on the cross and I took care of every one of them. I took care of every sin, and he's totally without sin. He's totally spotless before me. And Satan just began to crumble. He just went plumb out of existence. Amen. Then I woke up. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, glory to God, your sins are paid for and your sins are gone. Amen. And if you don't know that, somehow or another, it'll block your faith at a certain way. You can believe to a certain point, but you'll run into a roadblock. Hallelujah. Praise God. But here come Christ to give us something. Amen. To get us out of here, to change us in a moment, twinkling of an eye, because the Almighty has authorized it. Now, I've spoke to many in this meeting here. Brother Park, Brother and Sister Ethan, Brother Sam Francis, and different ones. And last night as I was ministering, Sister Francis said, just like a light came over, just surrounded me. Well, that's all right. Over in Zambia, a light just came in. And those are certain signs that we're on the right track, see. It don't make us any more than anybody else or anything like that. And we made the film. I don't know if it'll show up on the film or not. But the point being is this. Amen. We've arrived at something. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is among us. He's here to lift you up and cause you to sit together in heavenly places where that you'll know you're in heavenly places and you can say, Satan, get thee behind me. Hallelujah. You believe it? Get thee behind me, Satan. I'm going through with Jesus. Amen. Satan said, but yeah, but remember what you said, or you had a bad thought. You say, yes, Satan, I remember all that, but Jesus Christ gave me His very own righteousness. He took my sins and gave me His righteousness, and my life is dead, and I'm hid with God in Christ, and I'm totally sinless. So, Jesus, here I come. Give me the little book. Hallelujah. Our life's open to Him now. All right. And He said unto me, go ask for the book, verse 9. And I went unto the angel, which is Christ, and said unto him, give me the little book. Now, watch the two-way conversation. Our communication with the Lord. Just like it was in Bible day. He said unto Jesus, said unto the mighty angel, unto Christ, the anointing, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth as sweet as honey. Hallelujah. Watch the two-way conversation. Brother and sister, if you're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, amen, husband and wife, talk. Unless they get sold up at one another, and if they do, they should get out of that real quick. Huh? Sometimes they'll pout at each other a day or two. That's the old human side. Amen. How many knows it? Amen. But he don't pout at us and we don't pout at him. He said, give me the little book. And he said, take it and eat it up. He speaks back. And that's what he's doing tonight. And please, somebody don't get carnal-minded. That's what he's doing tonight. He's speaking back. Amen. Because he sat in here all the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and he used that to speak to the church through. Amen. Along with the Holy Ghost. And so I'm telling you tonight, go take the little book, ask him for it, and he says, take it, and I feel like he's authorized me to say this. Take it, eat it up. It'll make your belly bitter, but it sure tastes good in your mouth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How many knows it? Amen. Paul said they glorified Christ in me. Amen. Somebody said, well, that's trying to make too much out of a man. No, you're part of it too. He said, ye are the body of Christ. You're members of the body of Christ. He said, by one Spirit you're baptized into one body and you're a member of Christ. So don't throw rocks at Paul because he said they glorified Christ in me. And if you are looking at it right with a spiritual mind, you can glorify Christ in me as I become a pipeline that He pours this Word through. Amen. Don't make me more than anybody else. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you tonight, go take the little book. Amen. Eat it up. Yes, it's going to be bitter. Woo, hallelujah. The book's open, Brother Parr. There's nothing withheld from us. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when over there, if you go back in the Bible days, where the king took maiden, there was different maiden he sent out to get different maiden. They came to purify themselves. And so on. And there was one certain one. That was Haman and Mordecai. Yeah, Mordecai. What was the lady's name? Esther. Who said that? Amen. Thank you. Two of them over there. See, that's talking to you and you're talking back. Well, that's the way we do Christ. Well, Esther, she only took the things that was needed for her purification. Amen. When she went in before the king. The king didn't have to think about it. He didn't have to wrestle over the decision. He didn't have to call a council and say, who should I take? Because many virgins were there. He chose Esther. And Esther had they give Esther a banquet. Amen. All right, Barbara, you getting something? Praise God. It's a little bit longer to go here. Amen. Something good on this banquet for Esther. Amen. He give Esther has her own banquet. And she married the king. Hallelujah. But the other one, the other virgins, they came to the gate. Amen. But Esther went in and the king gave her a banquet. Glory to God. I'm telling you, there's other virgins. They may come to the gate and they may say, give us of your oil and many different things. But it's the king that does the choosing. How many knows it? Hallelujah, hallelujah. She took only the things. She didn't want something flowery. She asked Mordecai, what should she do? And they gave her all kind of stuff. But she wouldn't take nothing but the things that was necessary for her purification. And I'm telling you, we need to shed off everything but that Word of God. The revelation of the Word. The Spirit of the Word. This is for our purification. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus, you are purified. Praise God. There's a foolish virgin come along, but that's another story on that. Praise God. But notice, he said, take the book. And that, well, would you think I'm getting out of my place? Because you got to be part of this thing too, see. You're the body of Christ. Would you think I'm getting out of my place if I say the Almighty, amen, has authorized me to tell you to go take the little book? It's open. Amen. That's what the fivefold ministry is for. See. Go take the little. It's the lead, help the lead, and guide and direct God's people. And I was about to say that, and Barbara changed some battery there or something. Different ones I talked to. Everybody said, I feel like, Brother, the pastor here said, I feel like these meetings, it's ordained of God. Brother Hatfield back there, he's nodding his head now. I feel like this meeting's ordained of God. Sister Ethan, Brother Ethan, I feel like this is ordained of God. I feel like this. God's going to speak. Here it is. Here it is. God has spoken in these meetings. And he continued. Now watch as he said, and John says, and I took the little book. Now there's the point. Can you, within your heart, and I'm not going to ask for an altar call or a hand-raising session, because this has to be you. Can you, in all honesty, before God, say, I took the little book? That's the word. That's this word. I took the little book. I took the little book. Amen. I believe this. I believe this thing was of God. And I believe these messages. I took it. I took it within me. I took, John says, I went unto the angel and said, give me the little book. Then he said, I took the little book. The book that's open. It's the life of Christ. Amen. That requires more of you than yesterday. Your dedication has to rise up upon your righteousness. Is not going to get any better because it's perfect in Christ. But your dedication has to rise to a little higher level. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. I remember over in Africa, you know, I particularly don't like to fly, especially long flights, 24-hour sessions. We always fly coach and never could afford the big seats because they cost about three times as much. But I've sat on them planes 24 hours. Amen. They just stop and refuel and going to preach the word and then step right out and many times go right in the meeting. Amen. Walk out there trying to spread this light out, see. Amen. Glory to God, because He says, go take it to every nation, kindred, and tongue. Amen. Not some Pentecostal message. There's a little book back there I want you to get that we brought with us this time. It's concerned the Jews and Pentecost, where I preached a message over there in Zambia, amen, about the Pentecost, how not one Gentile received the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. Not one Gentile, other than the proselytes, which were Jews. Gentiles been circumcised, keeping the law. A few of those were there as servants and so on like that. But not one Gentile received the Holy Ghost for something Scofield says is about 8 years. Amen. The Holy Ghost came first to the brethren, to the Jews, for God to call out a people of them. Then 8 years later, Peter, that apostle that had the key, were over on the housetop that Joppa praying. And the Lord says, He let down a sheet with many four-footed beasts on it and said, rise and kill and eat. Amen. And the men at the door, he went with them. And God spoke, says, arise. Now watch how the Lord speaks. He speaks by vision. He can speak by audible voice. He can speak by dream. He said, arise, go with these men, doubting nothing. He went over to Cornelius' house. An angel had just come and visit Cornelius. Oh, somebody said, if I don't believe angels come. Yes, they're here tonight. Amen. And God's able to let you see them. Elijah's servant thought that they were alone. Said, what are we going to do? We can't defeat this army. Elijah said, there's more with us than with them. And the servant said, it's just only two of us. He said, Lord, open his eyes and let him look around. The whole hillside was full of angels, chariots of fire, and all. Amen. Because they were God's people and encamped around. But we preached that message one morning, the Pentecost for the Jews, and on the evening service, the Pentecost for the Gentiles. And differentiated 8 years later, and they had nothing to do with each other. The book of Revelation, or the book of Acts, the 11th chapter, the 19th verse, it was several years after Pentecost that they went everywhere preaching the gospel. But only to the Jews. Acts 11:19. Amen. But they went over there, and the Bible says, while Peter preached to them, and while he preached, Holy Ghost fell. And the Bible says they that were with him were amazed. They were astonished. They couldn't believe their eyes. Here's these Gentiles talking in tongues. They've received the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says as many as went with Peter of the circumcision, they were amazed. If they'd been receiving it, they wouldn't be amazed. There's a Pentecost for the Gentiles, and you'll see on the inside the book there. First cover there, if you want to go on the internet and get it in color, you can see a light came in, just as the saints were worshiping, a light came in. Amen. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, what that light mean? Well, it's God does something help our faith along sometimes. Amen. So God is moving. He's doing supernatural work. He's building something in you. Amen. And He's saying, go take the little book. And John says, I took the little book out of the angel's hand. And not only did he take it out of the angel's hand, he ate it up. He ate the whole thing. Amen. There's a commercial on TV that my wife and I laugh every time we see it. It's an Alka-Seltzer commercial. But this old man, pretty old, his wife laying there in the bed, and he said, oh, my stomach, I can't believe he ate the whole thing. I can't believe. She finally she said, go take an Alka-Seltzer. And so it shows him then coming back with a big piece of cake sitting on the bed eating. She said, honey, do you feel good, feel better? He said, oh, I feel good now. Hey, man, she wasn't eating the, she didn't look around. She thought that he got feeling good and started on that cake again. But here, John not said, I took the book and I ate it up. See, the thing, all these meetings we've had here, it will do little good unless we eat it. And if we eat it up, it becomes, you and the Word become the same. You get a new level of faith. You get a new level of expectation. You get a new level of zeal. You get a new level of joy. You get a new level of your vision. Hallelujah. And you get a new level of faith that the devil is defeated because you're Christ back on earth again. Hallelujah. An angelical form giving you the very thing that he had. You're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. The thing that he had, he gave it to you. The word was transposed. Now don't miss this because we're closing. The word was transposed from the hand of Christ to the hand of the ministry. Amen. Because there have become some trustworthy ministers that will take the word and handle it like Paul, like Barnabas, like Timothy, like Titus. Amen. That Christ gave the word to and said, go preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. And the word has been transposed. The very spirit of the word, the power of the word, the authority of the word. Amen. Paul had in his hand one time. When Paul was out on that island, that snake bit him on the hand. He shook it off in the fire, and the Bible says Paul went in and healed him. He didn't go in and pray and have a prayer meeting. He went in and healed him because he had the word of Christ. Amen. Paul said, these words I speak, they're not mine but Christ. It's Christ. You glorify Christ in me. Hallelujah. And when Jesus here, he spoke what the Father said. When Christ left and came back on the day of Pentecost, the church began to speak the words of Christ. Hallelujah. And many times it weren't even written in black and white. There's one of the scriptures I use sometimes that I hope you don't get tired of using it because it's such a glaring example. Jesus said, if you believe on Him, you shall not die, have everlasting life. But the saints begin to die away after so many years because Jesus is talking about dying spiritually. So they came to St. Paul and said, Paul, what about Grandma? How about my daddy? How about this one? Paul said, this is the way it'll be. Now notice it's not written anywhere. This is the way it'll be. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Now watch here, something wasn't ever written in the Word nowhere. You can't even get a hint of this. But he said, and we which are alive and remain will be changed in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye and caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And would you believe there was a people sitting there that believed that? They didn't say, where'd you get it? Show me where's that. No, it was in Him. That's where it was at. It was Christ in Him doing the speaking. And the ministry is coming into that, and the church will never get out of here till they recognize. And as they do, the ministry is the male part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. As the minister bring the word, the church, the feminine part, they come together. That makes you bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, spirit of his spirit, power of his power, word of his word. Amen. You become one in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Let me read just a little more here. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and I ate it up. And it was just like he said. And it was in my mouth as sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people, nation, tongue, and king. Before a man came up, he said, I saw a man riding in on a golden horse. I thought he said silver. Barbara said, she went back and listened to his golden horse. I saw a man come riding in on the golden horse. And as he rode in, said, there was an earphone. Began to drop. Began to drop. And said, I looked up and the earphone was hooked up somewhere in heaven. And said, no one could hear what the man was saying on the big golden horse without a set of earplugs that was hooked up in heaven. Oh, I'm telling you, if we get a revelation, what that means. It's deep, revelational, prophetic preaching that can't be heard and understand by the natural carnal mind. It has to be given to you from heaven. Hallelujah. There's one other example I'd like to read. Have I got about 5 minutes now? I don't want to worry the people. But in Revelation chapter 14, there's some scripture that will differentiate preaching from prophecy. Amen. Fivefold ministry preaching does prophecy. That preaching is called prophecy. Only the fivefold ministry preaching. The other place is called preaching. But this is called prophesy. See, prophecy. Amen. Prophecy has a prophecy. The very word prophecy itself takes you back into a spiritual realm that the carnal don't hear. See, it's preaching, but it's preaching of a prophetic utterance. See, I like Paul when he said, we'll be changing a moment, but now when the 144,000 come forth, that's called out by the two prophets to preach the gospel in the last part, you said in the week of Daniel, they go warn the world, natural, earthly people, not to bow down to the beast, no. And the word is so good and so precise, it don't use the word prophecy there, it used the word preaching. And anybody that can read can preach if they can get up and talk and quote Scripture. Amen. But only them in the fivefold ministry, amen, can utter this prophetic word and prophesy, give the people something that'll absolutely set their heart on fire. That'll be like fire in their bones. Amen. That'll cause them to rise up and say, I believe now, Brother Howard, I can do it. Amen. So I want to differentiate this, and then I've got to close you. I'm sorry. I hurried here a little bit. I hope I didn't leave out anything. But here, let me show you the difference in preaching and prophecy. I'm going to be in Revelation, the 14th chapter. I'll just start verse 1 and read down so you'll see what it is. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood upon Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having the Father's name written in their foreheads. These ones called out by the two. And I heard the voice from heaven saying, the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their heart. And they sung a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders, that no man could learn that song except 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. Now, I heard a little something Brother Jackson said I'd like to add here, if I may. Some Jehovah Witness came to Brother Jackson's house and says, Brother, we are the 144,000. We're the 144,000 that's called off. And Brother Jackson said, well, may I ask you to do something for me? They said, oh, sure, we're to be witnesses. We're that 144,000. He said, would you sing me that new song that no man knows but the 144,000? They turned around and got in the car and left. Amen. Because nobody knows it but the 144,000. Amen. All right, now watch. No man knew it there. Just wanted to add that in there. But it says here, verse 4, and these were not defiled with women, for they're virgins. Now they could be married and have a dozen kids each. They just weren't defiled with denominational women. See. Amen. They were indoctrinated by some strange doctrine that made them virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wheresoever He goes. These are they that were redeemed from among men. These were the preaching part. Being the first fruit unto God and the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no foolishness, no guile, for they are without fault before God. Now watch. I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel. And it's not preached till after the middle of the week. Having the everlasting gospel, watch, to preach. Now notice that word preach. What is preaching? Getting up and exhort, taking the word and exhort. Study. I can get strong concordance meaning, get a lot of scripture, and stand here and preach. It's for the natural ear to hear. And thank God throughout the church age, and God honored it. But notice this 144,000, they are the preach, not prophesy. These are Jews called out, and they're not to get people saved and born again, but they're to warn them not to bow down to the systems of the world because the millennia fixing stuff. Amen. Now what? Having the everlasting gospel to preach to them that dwell on the earth and to every nation, kindred and tongue and people, same as it was with the bride, saying with a loud voice, and here's what they'll be preaching to them. They haven't eaten the little book. This is 3.5 years later. At least, could be longer than probably. It says, give glory to God. I'm turning the page without, see, I'm getting nervous and hurried. It says here, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the seas and the fountains. And there followed him another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. This 144,000 will expose Babylon. And there followed the third angel, be three phases, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in their forehead or in the right hand, the same shall drink of the wrath of God. Here's what I want you to notice. These priests, those in Revelation 10, prophesied. Prophesied has a meaning that only by revelation can you hear it. Unless you've got the earplugs plugged in heaven, you can't hear it, but you can hear preaching. You can read this. Amen. It's the everlasting gospel that they'll go warn the world not to bow down to that beast because the millennia fixing stuff. Hallelujah. There'll be immortal people going to the millennia that didn't worship the beast or his image or anything of that nature. Did I finish that 11th verse, Brother Francis, of Revelation 10? Go prophesy to all nations, people, and kindred and tongue. I'll quote it. Amen. And this year, they preach. Do you see the difference? That's what we've been doing many times. We've been preaching. Come on. We've been preaching. But now God's opened the little book and gave it to us and said, go prophesy. Hallelujah. Lift it up to another level above preaching, and your preaching will become a prophetic message. Hallelujah. And take it to all nations, kindred, and tongues. Amen. I didn't know how that could be done. It can't be done hardly by just manual travel by a few, but ever how many God got it. But through the internet, they can hear anywhere, in any nation, any time where they got a telephone and a computer. Amen. They can copy it out anywhere. The gospel is going all over the world as we speak. All nations, kindreds, and tongues. Hallelujah. Now, God has come and give us the little book. Now, giving the little book is the same as giving you an earphone. Giving the little book is the same as when Christ ascended on high. He led captive captives and He gave gifts unto men. And those men, they preached the Word of God, and the whole church, the whole body, become what they were preaching. Amen. So here in the last days, when He says, go take that little book and eat it up, Amen. It's the same as giving gifts unto men. He gave John first, and as they preached, as they prophesied, then the whole church began. They began to prophesy. Not that the women get up and preach, but they talk about it. They get the revelation of it. Amen. Everybody's talking the same thing, believing the same thing. Everybody's lifted up. Amen. Everybody's moving on with God. Everybody's faith is arising. Hallelujah. And everybody believe God and go into the same thing. Praise God. Amen. Because we preach the Word. When you accept it and believe it, you become part of the Word. Now, the little book was open to the early church. It got sealed up, 96 A.D. The authorizing voice authorized John to seal it up. Said, let the wheat and tare grow together. But then in the last days, amen, God authorized a man, which was Brother William Brown with Old Testament type prophet, came and revealed, took those seals off that book. The Lamb didn't send it to Brother Brown. And now, here come Christ, and the book's open again. It puts a smack the dab right in the middle of what the early church was. Christ among us, the hope of glory. Eating the little book with a prophetic message. There are ministers in the fivefold. I'm going to say this in closing. That's my closing statement. Now I'm sure you've been wanting to hear that for quite the last few minutes. But, amen. The only one that does this is the members of the fivefold ministry. Amen. Paul laid down certain things for survival. The bishops and deacons and elders and all those things, they had them in the Old Testament. Even Pharaoh had elders down in Egypt, wasn't even associated in church with him. But that fivefold ministry is the only one that prophesied. Because that's why when he ascended on high, he gave gifts unto men. And he laid it right there in the Word. It was sealed up. It didn't take place. Amen. We come back and pick up exactly where it was left. Amen. Now we got a fivefold ministry, and He is authorizing tonight. I'm going to ask you, how do you think the voice come to authorize you to go get the little book? Does a voice speak out of heaven somewhere or something or other? He could, but He ordained to use men. Amen. You are authorized to go get the little book. You are authorized to eat the little book. You are authorized to become all that the early church was and more. You're authorized to defeat the devil at every turn. You're authorized to claim the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He became sin for you that you could become His righteousness, and you're authorized to claim it and take it. Amen. And apply it to yourself. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we commit this Word to You, this message. And God, I thank You for all the people that have come this way these three nights, Lord. Lord, but I know that in the human realm, we can say, I didn't see a ball of fire. We can say, I didn't see anybody hanging from the ceiling. We can say, I didn't hear nobody talking in tongues. We can say, I didn't see anybody turning tongues. I didn't see anybody acting especially spiritual in a physical way, Lord, but I saw people receiving the Word. But may God, everyone here, have the great realization that something has happened. Something has taken place. That You've spoke and You've done something and we're part of it, Lord. And that great authorizing voice, the same voice that spoke to John, and he was just an old man. They thought he was too old. The Romans wouldn't even kill the old man. They felt sorry for him and put him out on the island to die there. He was too old to be of any use, they thought. But Lord, You came and You spoke through him and to him. And that was a great authorizing voice that gave him the seals and all that, and showed it to him, and he was about to write what it was. But Lord, You authorized him to seal up the book and leave it sealed till the seventh angel come and finish all the mystery that related to that. And then Lord, You come back again now. The same one that spoke to Paul. The same one that spoke to Ananias. The same one that spoke to Peter.
Lord, that book's open before us now, and You once again authorize. God, help us not to be dismayed at the simplicity of it, Lord. When it's so simple, Lord, that we could stumble over it, and we could say, I thought it would do this, or I thought it would do that. Lord, let each one know that You've come among us and You've authorized something by a great authorizing voice from heaven that has come. And Lord, we thank You, Lord. You've chosen this place here in West Virginia. And over at Brother Hibbs, where we spoke, Lord, You've chosen, Lord, to send this voice. And from here, Lord, it goes all over the entire planet. God, I just pray now that the hearts of everyone will be lifted up and each one will realize, I've heard the authorizing voice of the Almighty saying, go take the little book. Be all that the early church was. There's no limitation put on it. All things are possible to them that believe. Lord, I pray that You will fill each vessel with the joy of the Lord, with the power of God, with the revelation of God. Lord, that we may go forth, and as we go about our way, even tomorrow, may this continue to sink in. May it be on the mind of each one. And may they come into that faith, Lord, as they add to. Lord, I know that You will add to. And may they realize this is that was promised by the Almighty. We ask it in Jesus' name. That You bless and help the people. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. On the wings of a snow white dove, God sends His pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove, God sends His pure, sweet love. It's a sign from above on the wings of a dove. I believe He's setting pure, sweet love tonight. Amen. On the wings of the dove. Brother Francis, come on and take a plea. Amen. God bless each one of you. God loves you. Before we come back again, we will probably be traveling many, many miles away, and some of you we may never see again. We don't know what the future holds, and we move. But I want to say I love each one of you, and I appreciate each one of you, and I thank God from the depths of my heart that He's made me part of you, and that we're one in Christ, labors together in the Lord. God bless you. God loves you. Is my prayer. Amen.
Would you like to stand? I know you've been sitting a while, and it's worth it. When you mentioned, could you have five more minutes? I don't think anybody was ready to go anywhere. And my mind kind of, I had to pull it back a few times there. But I feel, that these messages that have been brought this weekend supersedes anything that I know about anywhere. And to me, any other message is just preaching. Hello?
Amen.
Any other message than this won't perfect you. Because this is where our perfection is. It's in the life of the Word. We've heard. And I know that all of you tonight, and there are times that as I listen tonight, I got a little bit dismayed. I got a little bit discouraged with my own self, thinking about myself, and then he come across some things. But I feel in my heart tonight that that book is available now.
Amen.
And that it's going to be a challenge. I was sitting out, I'm not going to say much, but I was sitting down at a pancake house last night with Brother Hibby and Brother Pete Creason. Now, if I know Pete and I never had, it's just not my lot. We're sitting out there last night and he looked over at me and he gets this weird look on his face. And he looked over at me and he said, best I can remember, he said, something happened the other night, and he said, a voice said to me, said, these messages, said, Sam knew it was a new beginning. And he dropped his head and he started crying, and he does like this, and he tried to, you know, not I don't know if anybody's seen it or not. But I think these three sermons that we have heard is a new beginning for an end time people. Any other message just won't do it. Hello.
Amen.
All right. You got an ear? Let me put it like this, and I'll say it like this, and maybe this will clarify. When you hear this, you've got the headphones on and you can't hear anything else. There's not an ear for anything else. Because this is that prophetic message that's only given to a fivefold ministry. You say, who's in the fivefold ministry? It's not up to me to say. I got to find out who I am. And what you believe and what you preach determines what you are. Amen? Now, I want it lower than it. That's it, right? You remember this. I see a cloud arising, Lord, let it rain. I see a cloud arising in Jesus' name. I see a cloud arising from the fivefold ministry in Jesus' name. I see a cloud arising, Lord, let it rain. I see a cloud arising. In Jesus' name, I see a cloud rising for the latter rain. The fivefold ministry in Jesus' name. And folks, if any man preach any other gospel, let him be accursed, even to be an angel from heaven. There's no other way to go except right down this one truth. Close it out. I see a cloud rising.